This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 326. And today we're going to be talking about six, I guess I'd call them happiness habits of the mentally strong. But before we begin, just want to give you an update on my CrossFit Open competition. Going to be attempting 17-4 today, which is quite a lengthy, well, it's a 13-minute program. But again, it's 55 deadlifts, 55 wall balls, row for 55 calories, and then do 55 handstand pushups or push presses, depending what category you're in. The routine itself may not mean a lot to you, but it's a point, again, of using something physical to tap into my mental strength. And again, I just really, really enjoy this. And I think I'm at, in my age group, I think I'm around 500th in the world out of somewhere around 5,000. So I'm pretty happy with my results, not just for my results myself, but also how I'm handling the workouts themselves. So just wanted to give you an update on that. You know, one of the things that can lead to unhappiness, if you will, or dissatisfaction in life is that we tend to focus on what's missing in our life. We focus on what's not there. And in doing so, we create a form of a negative hallucination that blinds us to what is actually there. So when we train ourselves to look for what's not there or what is missing, we often miss all the great things that we do have in our life. And so some of the things that the mentally strong people do, six things that help add or acknowledge these things, I'm going to go through those right now. So one of the things that mentally strong people, they don't expect life to give them every single thing that they desire. So they know it's okay to have desires. They know it's okay to get out there, but they don't expect life to give them these things. There's no sense of entitlement. And in the same hand, they appreciate what they have. So there's almost a conflicting paradigm here where you're happy with what you have, but also you desire more. And when you can balance those out, and that's something that you have to kind of think about and weigh together, is how can I appreciate what I have, but yet also desire more? And when you can come to the blending of those two thoughts, you will know that life, you're not going to expect to get all of your desires, and you're going to look at what you have and be extremely, extremely grateful for those things that you have. And being grateful, as I've talked about before, is one of the best things that we can do to change our perspective on our life, to change our perspective on what's there, is just being grateful for the ability to hear this podcast. You have hearing. There's many people who don't have hearing. If you have eyes, all these things, and we take this stuff for granted. And that's the second part, is mentally strong people take nothing for granted. So they don't take that they could hear and or see or walk, or if they can't, at least be able to move around. So whatever physical condition they're in, they don't take the stuff that is working for granted. They don't take that they have friends for granted. They don't take that they have a job for granted. And these things, when we start taking these things for granted, we then fall again back into this entitlement mindset. But when we can look at our life and appreciate all of it and take nothing for granted, we're then going to be able to actually add more to our life, because the more we see and acknowledge, the more we are adding to our life, which means we're changing our brain, we're changing our thinking to see all of the things that we have as opposed to seeing all the things that we don't have. And again, when we look at for the things that are empty in our life that we don't have, that's what we tend to focus on. We get more of it, and that's all we see. But by not taking anything for granted, we're acknowledging those things that we do have in our life. Number three for what mentally strong people do is they work with things as they are. So they don't resist what is there. You know, part of the pain of change, or even some of the pain of what is our resistance to it. It's not the fact that you may have a $25,000 a year income. It's the resistance of that. Or it may be not the fact that you're single, but the resistance to being single, which causes the pain. So when we can acknowledge this is the way life is, this is the way our life is, and work with it, as opposed to fighting and resisting the way our life is, regardless if it's in finance, romance, or physical condition, whatever that might be, when we resist it, we're not able to change it. When we can accept it and then work with them as they are. So it's not that we're going to accept it and not do anything about it. It's like, hey, this is where I am in life. This is how I got here, or this is how I ended up here. And really how you got here doesn't matter either. It's just, this is where I am. Where do I want to be? What steps can I take? And this is where a coach can come in very, very handy, is by working with things as they are and then creating a goal on where you want to be, you'll then be able to bridge that gap with coaching. Because the challenge with most people is they think they can get there on their own, but if they could, they would be there already. And so the fact that, just resisting what is a good sign that a coach would be needed. So when we can accept the things that they are, appreciate where we are in life, appreciate those things, and have the desire to improve, we then can move forward, and we'll tend to have a happiness about us when we can accept the things as they are. Mentally strong people also realize that you can't have the sunshine without the rain. You can't have the flowers without both. You can't have the trees without both. You can't have Your life cannot be just all sunshine, otherwise it becomes this desert. So they understand that at times there's going to be rain in their life. Things aren't going to go the way they want. And they deal with it by accepting it as it is and then deciding how to move forward. So they understand that within life, there's going to be ups and downs, and life isn't going to be, quote, easy, but it can be challenging. How do you phrase it? You know, I've talked many times about words don't describe, they create. So if you think life is supposed to be easy and it's not, or if you look at life as a challenge or life as a struggle, you know, when you start thinking about the words that you use about life, is life a struggle for you? Then by using that word struggle, you're going to create more struggles in your life. By looking at life as an adventure, as a challenge, you know these things are going to be up and down. You know there's going to be some hard times. If you look at mountaineering, if you look at any physical activity that's a challenge, there are hard times and there are easy times. So how do you look at life? Do you look at it like it should always be sunshine? It should always be easy? And where did you get that expectation from, and who taught you that, and how's that working out for you? When we can accept that it's going to have some rain, it's going to have some sunshine, it's going to be partly cloudy, it's going to be partly rainy, whatever that might be, whatever our life looks like, we know that these things are going to happen, and then we can just accept it and decide how to move forward with that. Which brings us to the next habit, is flexible thinking and habits. I've talked about a lot about behavioral flexibility. Well, mentally strong people cultivate flexible thinking and habits, meaning if things aren't going the way they want to, they think differently and they do things differently. It's amazing, amazing how we program ourselves to do the same things but yet we expect different results. So, you know, we could go to the gym and we'll go do something for a little bit of time and then it doesn't work and we'll go back to our old habits. There are so many times where we think we're doing something different, but in reality, we're not. And this is the disguise of the ego does this because it wants to disguise ourselves as doing something different. But to do something different means we really have to do something different and we have to have new thinking. And again, this is where a coach comes in so handy, is to challenge the current state of thinking and challenge the current state of behavior and challenge you to think differently so that you will behave differently so you'll get the results that you want. Because all of these things are so unconscious to us, these behaviors and these thinkings, that we just keep doing the same things over and over again. We might call it something else, but we're doing the same things over and over and over again. And the last thing that, at least in this section of the podcast, is that mentally strong people do not define themselves by their regrets. Although, you know, there's things that have been said about on our deathbed, we'll think back about all the regrets that we have in life. But mentally strong people don't define themselves. Oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have married this person. I should have taken this job. I regret, I regret, I regret. No, mentally strong people don't define themselves by their regrets. They define themselves by what they have done and taken action. And it might not have been the results that they wanted, but they keep taking action. So they look at their results as they are, own those results up to this point, and if they want to change them, they own the ability to change it, right? This kind of talks about taking responsibility for your thoughts, for your actions, and for your results, and they don't look back and regret on what they should have done or shouldn't have done, because that's just, again, looking at what's absent in your life. Going back to the first tip here, right, we talked about we tend to look at what's absent in our life, and that is part of what regrets do. Regrets focus on what's missing from our life, and if we have all these regrets, we won't appreciate what we have in our life. And when we can start to appreciate what we have, come from a place of what we have, not resisting where we are, but appreciating, accepting, and then creating a path. If we want to, if we so desire to improve some areas of our life, we create a goal for that and then start taking action and have flexible thinking and behavior to support that goal. We don't keep doing the same things over and over again. So the first thing we have to do is accept and appreciate where we are in life. We have to go, this is where I am, and really appreciate where we are and have gratitude for those things that we do have in our life. And again, it could be as simple as our eyesight or our hearing, or that we're able to talk or we're able to walk. Those things, we start from that place, and then we decide where do we want to go. We create some goals. Then we start taking action. And if the action doesn't produce the results we want, we don't look at it with regret. We go, that's not working. What else can I do? And we create this behavioral and thinking flexibility. All along the way, as we're on this journey, we know that we're going to get some sunshine. We're going to get some rain. And that's just part of life and enjoying it as an adventure, enjoying it as a challenge, and enjoying all the aspects that life has to have. So there you have it. There are some of the happiness tips, that you will, of mentally strong people. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.